differentiation, especially in beer, has become important. And so we flip the script. We're giving craft brewers an opportunity to say we are independently owned.
You're listening to Pubcast Worldwide.
Greetings, thirsty listeners, and welcome to another GABF Half Pint bonus episode of Pubcast Worldwide. This is the podcast where we get to know interesting people around the world, chatting with them over beers, cocktails, and other libations at the coolest pubs, bars, and breweries on the planet. I'm your host, Chris Lukey, someone who is always out searching for the next great beer or an even better interview. This is another episode for the beer nerds out there. Today, we're joined by Julia Herz, the craft beer program director for the Brewers Association. In this final half-pint bonus episode from the 2018 Great American Beer Festival, Julia gives us a rundown of the Independent Craft Brewers Seal. If you don't know, the seal I'm referring to is an upside-down beer bottle logo that you might have seen on, like, the label of your favorite craft beer. Craft brewers can use this seal if they are truly independent craft breweries, or in other words, not owned by Anheuser-Busch, Miller Coors, or any of the other macro brews out there. Anyway, in just a second, Julia is going to tell us more about what the seal is, what it stands for, and why this seal is more important than ever in the ever-consolidating craft beer industry. Since this is a quick episode, let's get to it. Grab yourself an independent craft brew, and let's head to Denver, Colorado to meet up with Julia Herz.
Grab a beer! Grab a stein! Cause it's time for Pubcast World! Why?
This will be really quick. I really just want to ask about the importance of the independent brewer label and exactly what it stands for.
Yeah, and I love that you're interested in this. A lot of people are. The Independent Craft Brewer Seal, which is the upside-down beer bottle, it is the new certified mark indicating that a brewery is an independently owned craft brewer. In the United States, there's 6,700 brewing locations, give or take, always gaining more these days. You know, about 80% of the volume of craft beer has signed on to use this certified mark, a little more than 3,850 breweries. So pretty amazing response in a little over a year's time.
Yeah, I've been blown away just by what I've seen with it within a short period of time. And as someone that's a big fan of the craft beer industry, just seeing how quickly it was adopted. And when I saw it, it was just like a very logical thing to do for the industry to really differentiate between what is truly a craft brew and what might appear like a craft brew, but isn't exactly a craft beer.
I love it. And, you know, craft brewers define themselves as the national association that puts on Great American Beer Festival and that designed the mark and now backs that certified mark. It's really important. And differentiation, especially in beer, has become important. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily in all industries as important for ownership, but there's something special and unique in beer. And we want to see a balanced beer marketplace. And when 98% of the breweries only have less than 13% of the beer share by volume, then we need to do some work to differentiate. And many beer lovers do care, some don't, but the ones that do can now seek the seal, look for the mark, and ask retailers to be focused on craft brewers' beers as well.
Well, I want to ask about how you'd encourage other breweries to adopt the seal and whatnot in just a second, but Julia, what's your role within the Brewers Association, just so we've got some context on your role and how you play into all of this as well, too?
Yeah, I'm craft beer program director at the Brewers Association out of Boulder, Colorado. I'm a voice, an advocate, and an educator on craft brewers and craft beer. And I love beer. The whole, you know, beverage of beer is wonderful, going through a great renaissance. So at the BA, I get to be a voice and also publisher of craftbeer.com, which is our beer lover-facing website. And we got a lot in the cooker. It's never boring, never dull.
Well, on that note, why is this craft beer seal and independent craft brewing more important than ever in the industry than it's been before?
It really is more important than ever. It's been an option for decades. The craft brewer definition has been in place since 2006. But the bottom line is things started to get murky a few years ago when big beer started to acquire formerly independent breweries.
Yep.
Right? And you've got double digits of numbers of breweries that have been acquired, which is great. It is their right and privilege to work their business models. And this is somewhat of a common model of big corporations buying out the small guys and gals to learn from them and absorb their, you know, brand mojo. Mm-hmm. But the bottom line is that we're not seeing transparency in the marketplace. You're not seeing from Constellation, Anheuser-Busch InBev, Molson Coors, you know, Heineken, you're not seeing them put their names as the parent company of the brands that they procured.
Yep.
And so we flipped the script. Since they're not going to put their parent company name on those brands that were formerly independent, we're giving craft brewers an opportunity to say we are independently owned.
Well, what I loved when I saw it come out was, it, like, for me as a craft beer lover, and let's be honest, a beer lover in general, it really leveled that playing field and made it more transparent, as you said, where it's like, who is truly a craft brewery versus who might seem like a craft brewery but might be disguised behind a larger company in that capacity. Before we wrap up on this this short little episode here, one thing I always like to have do a little fun with on this show is add a little levity to it. And I believe right before we got started with the Great American Beer Festival here in Colorado, where we're at right now, comedian Jim Gaffigan had a few comments about craft beer on the industry lately and what he felt about craft beer. And you had a very eloquent response to that in terms of, you know, this is what craft beer stands for. I'd love to hear a little bit about that story just to have a little fun.
Well, you're great. You're very polite. For anyone that didn't read it, it was on craftbeer.com, our response letter, my response letter to Jim. And he's an amazing, prolific comedian, right?
Yep.
But he came out on CBS Morning Show and said, did a little kind of video essay, and basically said craft beer, all of them are bad. And we could not let that slide.
100%.
So have to keep him honest, have to keep it real, and, you know, kept it polite and professional. There were a lot of other response posts that came out there that really went for the jugular, that were very creative and snappy in their writing, and comparisons to what he sounded like, a curmudgeon on 60 Minutes, the former Andy Rooney, and, you know, great analogies from other writers. But as the National Association, not just representing craft brewers, but the beverage of beer, we had to stand up and say, Jim, love your beer. Love mass-produced American lager, you know, but don't you dare say that craft beer and craft brewers aren't contributing to our country, our culture, and to the beverage, and so many of them are world-class.
And what I loved about your little dialogue with Jim online was that he kind of tactfully and comedically backed down from it, being like, hey, you know what, it's great that you're doing the event in Denver, I support what you're doing and whatnot. I found the exchange overall kind of be a nice little publicity kick for you guys at the same time, too. So it was, I thought it was humorous how it all played out.
Yeah, love it. Yes, we tried to get him to come to GABF. We even sent him some good craft beers to try, but he said he had a show going on in Milwaukee. It's not an excuse. He really does have a show.
Sure.
And so I think in the end, he's felt the power that craft brewers as a voice have, and hopefully he won't mess with us again.
And plus, Milwaukee's a good beer town, so hopefully he got
definitely
a taste of some of the
he'll
stuff you delivered
he
to him,
enjoys.
And he's lightened his mood a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, what's a call to action for our listeners, or something about the Craft Brewers Association that you'd recommend that people are listening to, you know, pay attention to or seek out in their tastes moving forward?
Absolutely. Hashtag seek the seal. S-E-E-K, the seal. The Independent Craft Brewer Seal, back to the beginning of what we talked about. We have a national campaign on this. You know, we have commercials out there now that are airing on TV, CBS Sports Network, Travel Channel, Comedy Channel, Pandora Radio. It's an important effort to us, and we're wading in waters, you know, that craft brewers kind of are growing up. We're wading in waters that we have to engage to get broader awareness and recognition. Because this beer market is a little slighted and it's not really fair, we want beer lovers, back to that call to action, to pay attention and remember to support small and independent craft brewers as well. Enjoy any beverage, fermented or not, if you're an adult in the United States. Mm-hmm. And when you do go to beer, just rotate in those small and independents.
Love it. Well, Julia, thanks so much for taking the time this evening here on the last session of the Great American Beer Festival.
Yeah, you're standing strong, still smiling, looking good.
I'm trying to keep poise. It's getting tough here at the end of the night, but there are a few more good brews to be had, and hopefully you get to enjoy a few more as well, too.
Yes, good beers to you.
So, well, thank you for being on the show, Julia. Cheers.
Right on. Cheers.
Hey, thanks for listening. As Julia said, make sure to go out there and hashtag seek the seal and support local independent craft breweries. I'll be honest, I've found this to be a pretty rad campaign so far, one that ultimately aims to help small businesses thrive. And if you want to learn more about the independent craft beer movement and the Brewers Association, make sure to head to pubcastworldwide.com and search Seek the Seal. I've created a short blog post on this topic where I've also linked up to the hype video that they created for the campaign. If you think Anheuser-Busch commercials are cool, just wait until you see this video and the Brewers Association's salute to all things independent. So, go to pubcastworldwide.com, seek the seal, and know that's independence you're tasting. Before we wrap, if you've made it this far, I think it's pretty safe to say that you probably like beer. So before we go today, I want to make sure I give a shout out to one of our longtime sponsors of the Pubcast and our monthly Brews Letter newsletter, Beer Cat Maps. For those of you longtime listeners, you might know that we actually had the co-founders of Beer Cat Maps on episode 5 way back in the day. These guys are the makers of decorative wooden maps of different states and countries where you can collect and display bottle caps. In my opinion, these are the perfect gift for the craft beer lover in your life, and I've given out a ton of them myself over the past few years. Check them out at beercapmaps.com, and don't forget to use the discount code BREWSLETTER, that's B-R-E-W-S letter, at checkout to receive 10% off your order. That's it for this week, folks. More episodes from beer festivals and exotic spots like Australia and New York City are coming up soon. I'll see you next time, thirsty listeners. Cheers.